We have our opening scriptural prayer out of 1 John 5, 9 through 11. Let's stand up. Lord, we receive not the witness of men, for we know that the witness of God is greater. Testify to us of your Son. To believe on the Son of God, that we might have his witness in ourselves, that you, O Yahweh, Father God, have given to us eternal life, and this life is in your Son. Amen. And so, of course, anybody who wants to pray out loud, according to those words, can do that. You don't have to stay quiet if it's something that you agree with. They're always taken from Scripture, so you shouldn't have trouble amening them. Well, we are on Psalm 119. Resh, or Rosh, is the Hebrew letter, depending on which person you see, how they decide to spell that. It is the 20th part, meaning it's the 20th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. So we are almost totally finished with Psalm 119, and then we're going to start in part one again, at Eloh. And we will continue that cycle throughout the year. This is to the tune of Consolation, also called Emmanuel, also called Woolworth, according to my little printout thing. And Beethoven was the one who put these notes together, so it has to be good. Why don't we hum out some consolation to get everyone on track with which tune? And I think that's normally 26, right?
Yeah.
Which is up for singing today also. So we should be more than ready for that one. God and the law of God. And he also says that they quicken him. He asks for God to quicken him according to his law or according to his word, according to his commandment. And he constantly speaks about how he sees transgressors or sinners, and he's grieved because they are not keeping God's word. And anybody who loves the law of God and enjoys the law of God and thinks that it's perfect is going to be grieved when they see, especially those who call themselves Bible-believing Christians, who do not keep the word of God because, well, they're just hypocrites. And it especially bothers us whenever we see a so-called Christian society allow non-Christian things in it. And so that's something that David saw in his own day. So there's nothing new under the sun. David saw a lot of wickedness and the kingdom he lived in and eventually ruled over through Saul. Even Saul sought after a familiar spirit, went to a witch, and broke God's law. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can learn just simply from taking what we're taught in the Gospels and what we're taught in the Psalms, especially Psalm 119, about the law of God and how powerful and useful it is in applying it to society. So we have up on the roster Psalm 24b. We sang A last Sabbath. 24b. And we are going to say 26 for the end and sing 28 in its place, because I don't want to do Constellation twice in the morning. It's a little redundant. I know, we sing A, B, and C of other psalms, all the same things. Okay. So this is the same as Amazing Grace, of course.
Lift up your heads on high, ye doors that last away, be lifted up that so the King of glory enter may. But who
right now. Exceedingly, and with my song, I'll and praise. If you remember in the book of 1 John, I think it's chapter 1, verses 4, if I remember, or 5, if I remember correctly, it talks about our joy being fulfilled in the fellowship of being in fellowship with God the Father and the Son. And so, once again, there's a good connection there to keep in mind. And so we're going to do something a little risky. We're going to go to Psalm 27. This is to the tune of Sankey, or Faith is the Victory. We always sing it too fast. So we're going to slow it down a little bit. And it's going to go... We're not going to get overzealous. We're just going to do one and two. The Lord's my light and saving help, who shall make me dismayed? My life's strength is the Lord, of whom then shall I be afraid? When as mine enemies and foes most wicked persons all, to eat my flesh against me rose, they stumbled and did fall. Against me though an host encamp, my heart yet fearless is. The war against me rise, I will be confident in this. One thing I of the Lord desire, and will seek to obtain, that all days of my life I may within God's house remain. And right there, because we did all right. And I think the problem is with that particular psalm matched to that particular tune, is you just can't get over it. We might want to really get into it, but you just can't. All right, well, our first resuscitation is the Annunciation out of Luke 1, 26 through 35. And our second will be out of Isaiah 9, 6 through 7, which is the prophetic utterance of what takes place in the life of Mary. We could have probably reversed them, but we didn't. And then we are going to save the last two for after our message. And so everybody worked together in this, and we have low attendance today because of the illness running through. And it's taking its toll on some people, so I know we are skeleton crew, but I think it can still have meaning if you pay attention to the words. So this is the Annunciation from Luke 1, 26 through 35. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth,
to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
And the angel came in unto her and said,
Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her,
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yeshua.
He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this thing be? Seeing I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her,
The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
We do these for little lessons. For instance, The Annunciation is something that not everybody is familiar with, especially when they're a child. And if children don't pay attention, they don't learn it. And it teaches us about the virgin birth of Jesus. That means Jesus didn't have a father in the flesh. His father was truly God. And so these resuscitations are to teach to our heart the word of God. These are the word of God. And they are to teach us a lesson while we think about them. There's also other little lessons that come with it. For instance, how the Holy Spirit works with everybody. And that's very important. And so the reason why these little resuscitations are done is so that everyone, young and old, has a refresher course every Sabbath of some biblical truth. And so the next one is from Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. And it is, "Unto us a child is born, or unto us a son is given." And so we can say this all together. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, will perform this. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel." And so, be seated as we go to Bible study. Tell you what, when you have less people here, you start realizing how enjoyable it is to have extra fellowship. Well, we have Psalm 26. That's our ending hymn today. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs." That means I gotta come from the Bible, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. That's why we, on Sabbaths, sing spiritual songs, because they're written by the Holy Spirit. Well, they're spoken by the Holy Spirit, written by David mostly. And so again, we have the tune of consolation, or Emmanuel, which is interesting and applicable just in the name of the tune. "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my name. I trusted also in the Lord, slide therefore shall not die. Examine me and do me prove, try heart and reins, O God. For thy love is before mine eyes, thy truth with voice of thanksgiving.
publish and declare, and tell of all thy mighty work, that great and wondrous are. The habitation of thy house, Lord, I have loved well. Yea, I do delight where doth thine honor dwell. With sinners gather not my soul, and such as blood would spill, whose hands mischievous thoughts right hand corrupting bribes do fill. But as for me, I will walk on in my integrity. Do thou redeem me, and, O Lord, be merciful to me. My foot upon an even place doth stand with steadfastness. Within the congregation, the eternal I will bless.
Amen. And so, we have two resuscitations and ending here. One is in place of our historic confessional lesson, because I thought it was more applicable to what we are studying, and I think it's history still none the same. So this is, of course, of the baptism to fulfill all righteousness, which comes from Matthew 3:13 through 17 and John 1:32 through 34. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying,
I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?
And Jesus answering said unto him,
Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Then John suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water.
And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and came down upon him.
And lo, a voice from heaven saying,
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
And John also bare this record, saying, He saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And he knew him not, but as the one that sent him to baptize with water. The same said unto John, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him,
the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Spirit.
John saw and bare record that Jesus is the Son of God.
And I believe and I bear record that Jesus is the Son of God.
And so this is from John 19:32-37, the Spirit of Christ. After Jesus had given up the Spirit, the soldiers came and brake the legs of the first criminal and of the other which was crucified with him.
When they came to Jesus and they saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs.
But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side.
And forthwith came there out blood and water.
And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that what he saith is true, that ye might believe, and the scriptures were fulfilled that say, A bone of him shall not be broken, and they shall look on him whom they pierced.
And I believe that record, and I believe that this record is true,
and I know that what he said is true. I believe these scriptures were fulfilled. A bone of him was not broken. They looked on him whom they pierced. Therefore I believe in the only begotten Son is Jesus Christ, that he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen.
And so, that's actually much more powerful than anything in history you're going to read if you actually read it, not just words in your mouth. And so, again, I'd encourage my family, particularly, take your little flyer home and study it and look at the words that you agreed to today. Put them in your heart. Put them in your mind. And make them make impact in the world by your strength. So we'll end here. I'm going to end with prayer. We're going to pray for those who aren't with us today because we've got we're back down to a skeleton crew, so to speak, the bones of the congregation. So that's because there's many who have been with us and we all kind of went through the bug. So we're going to say a prayer here. Father Yahweh, we thank you for the Sabbath day. We thank you for our ability to come together as a family and for those who will be with us to hear your word and to say your words with us and to come into fellowship with you once again, set aside time for rest in your Son and to put our faith in alignment, calibrate it, line it up. We ask you to teach us by these words. I ask you to peel away anything that I said that's not true and let your truth be communicated by the Spirit that you give. I ask you to be with those that are sick. We know there are many that are still recovering from what came to us nearly a month ago now, and some of us have gotten better, some of us have not, and so we ask you to continue to be with those who have been affected by it. Give us all strength to get through it, to overcome this thing. Give us hearts to love one another. We can help those that are sick and remember them while we're not seeing them around, that they need our help. And we ask you to give us compassion in our hearts one towards another. We ask you to be with those who are not here in our locality, those that are not around us that also are suffering. You know, there are many who are getting sick these days, and we ask you to just give them strong immune systems, give them what they need to get through it, give them the wisdom to do so. We ask you that you would do so to your church by the blood of your Son, that you heal us, and that we can sing your praise of our healing and our triumph over the sickness as it's part of the world. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen. Amen.